It's Financial Planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, Episode 9, brought to you by WRBO Public Media. Here's Daniel.
The stock market had a terrific year in 2013, with the S&P 500 gaining 32%. Few, if any, analysts were predicting such a robust return for the year, so the gains were somewhat of a surprise and certainly welcomed. But after such an above-average year in terms of performance, it's likely many investors are now asking, where do we go from here? While annual predictions can be next to impossible to get right consistently, here's a couple of considerations as we look to 2014. First, as I just mentioned, the stock market had a great year, but stocks actually outperformed bonds by 34 percentage points, and that's a record. I believe stocks will trump bonds again in 2014, but not as dramatically. More about bonds in a minute. But as for stocks, most analysts I follow feel the market is no longer cheap as it was previously, but that's not to say it's overly frothy either. Historically, corporate earnings have driven stock prices, and so long as earnings remain strong, stocks should have a decent year. But what's decent? Well, based on what we currently see, I think stocks can post a high single-digit return for 2014. Relative to other alternatives, that seems reasonable. But here are some important points to consider. First, as of this report, we are just now seeing a correction in equity prices. Given their recent strong returns, these corrections are a real possibility, and that the potential for added volatility could have an impact on how we reach our overall target returns. It could also affect investor confidence, which is always in play. This may also be a year when stock selection is rewarded over purchasing broad baskets. In other words, money managers and active mutual funds may have the potential to add value. But don't confuse this notion with being overly active in your trading. In fact, I believe adopting more of a buy-and-hold strategy could be beneficial in seeking to reduce capital gains taxes and lowering your costs. Listen to my podcast on buy-and-hold for more on this. Finally, I continue to like some specific sectors, such as financials, pharmaceuticals, and technology. I favor developed Europe, too. Some sectors, such as energy, may come under some pressure if oil prices fall. And emerging markets, well, they may struggle a bit in 2014. Now, what about bonds? Well, I've posted a podcast on bonds, which is worth listening to, but here's an update. The overall bond market posted a negative return in 2013. That's the first loss in two decades, and that's important because many investors likely view their bond portfolios as safe. But remember the general market rule. As interest rates go up, bond prices come down. And many analysts believe we may be entering a period of rising rates. Now, that may not be such a bad thing, but the challenge will come if interest rates move higher too quickly. That's something I'll be watching throughout the year. Within the bond market, I continue to favor shorter to intermediate term maturities, and where suitable, tax-free municipal bonds continue to offer value here. But be careful. The financial woes of places like Detroit and Puerto Rico mean you'll have to be selective. So here's a quick summary. First, 2014 should be a decent year for stocks, but not a repeat of last year. Second, stocks should outperform bonds, but again, not as dramatically. Third, be prepared for some noticeable corrections during the year. Brace your portfolios for volatility and the possible decline in investor confidence. Fourth, there's the potential for rising rates in the next couple of years, but that should be manageable unless rates rise too quickly. And finally, just some general advice. Continue to monitor your overall asset allocation and consider rebalancing as necessary. Now, as always, we welcome your feedback. Email us with comments, questions, or suggestions anytime. And with that, my best wishes to you for success during all of 2014. From the Syracuse office of Morgan Stanley, I'm Daniel Plouffe. Thanks for listening.
To learn more about financial planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, visit WRVO.org.